Hey, Dashiell, are we podcasting?
What?
Are we podcasting?
Yeah.
We are. This is the hashtag I Mom So Hard podcast. And you have snuck in here and taken your mom's seat. But here's the crazy thing. You guys are the same height.
I think that's true, maybe.
Are you happy that it's the end of the school year?
Yeah.
Is today a significant day for you?
We did art today.
Okay.
And we did model magic.
That sounds awesome. Did you know that I also have done model magic? It was different, but it was just my modeling career. It's not the same as what you're talking about, but it was magic. So you did model magic and you made something?
I made a cupcake and then I made like a diorama sort of thing for it.
That all sounds like you had a great day. Hello, Miss Delilah. Hi. Here, you sit over here.
Okay.
Now, Delilah, tell me this. What was your favorite thing about today at school?
I told everyone that I had a baby.
You did?
Well, I put my backpack on my belly.
And you made it look like you had a baby. I think your mom just passed out.
Hey, Delilah, can you look in the, can you talk into the microphone and say, today we're going to talk about jewelry.
Today we're going to talk about really cool jewelry from a treasure chest.
We're going to talk about jewelry from a treasure chest. Delilah, you're so sweet.
Okay.
I adore you. Bye, sweet girl. Oh, you smell like sun. You smell like sunscreen and pool and all the things that make summer fun and cute.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Yes. All right, Jen's back, you guys, even though... I was delighted to talk to her kids the whole time.
I would rather talk to them than me, too.
No way. They're so sweet. They're so fun. It's summer. They smell like summer, and they've gotten so big. It's so fun.
Are we podcasting?
We're podcasting. Dashiell already did the opening.
Oh, yeah, he did.
And did a great job.
And Delilah said what we're going to talk about. I know it's kind of a weird topic, but I like...
It's not. I got so excited when we both landed on this because I think this is a topic that women in particular... can talk about and can speak to. And it is not only intellectual, it is emotional.
Even if you're not into this topic, you have a lot to say about it.
You have a lot to say about it, one way or the other.
So
why don't you tell everybody what we're going to talk about, Jen?
We're going to talk about jewelry, not from a pirate ship.
But I would tell me that your favorite part of Goonies is not at the end when they put all that loot.
Come on.
And they have find all that loot. I was like dizzy. I was like, I don't even understand why I like 14 karat gold, but I like it.
Well, that's what I was thinking about. It's like since the dawn of time, you're like, well, it's a precious ore from the earth. It's like we're animals and we know that it's important somehow. Or like,
funny that you say that because I looked up the history of jewelry and like they found it back with the like... in the Egyptians, but even earlier than that. And the first sign of jewelry was, believe it or not, hoop earrings. That was the first hoops and then necklaces.
You gotta have a good pair of hoops.
Obviously, crowns were big, but like adornments have been worn in prehistoric, like, well, not prehistoric, am I saying that wrong? Like,
they have
2500 BCE.
Well, let's be clear.
Dinosaurs weren't wearing them. But whenever man tripped on the earth,
his
wife was like, don't come back with just a pelt.
Yeah.
Come back with something that makes my wrist look good.
I need to know that you appreciate
me. You know what? It doesn't kill you when you're out trying to look for live game that you stop over at the nice jewelry store on the corner.
That guy
has lots of stuff in his cave.
Yeah. Don't you dare come in here with a nice... a branch that you found and expect me just to sweep up the place.
You
okay?
think I'm
Not
just going to hang the branch and think that's enough? You didn't put any thought into it.
Absolutely
Everybody's
not.
Got the same branch. How hard is it for you to do? Have them design something.
Yeah. And like fancy stuff too. Okay. Just that's part of what I want to say about it. Because Cleopatra was
that's
not wearing anything from like Claire's or Brighton. She was like.
She got the good shit.
Absolutely.
And it was so much more designed and ornate than you think they would have the ability to do. So the point is like, it was important then and it's important
now.
It's
still important now. And I, like you and I talk about jewelry because we both are like, we're into it in different
ways. I'm a weirdo. No, but I can't wear a lot of costume jewelry because I'm allergic. Like if I wear like nickel on my neck, I'll break out red. Even sometimes gold, if it's plated, if it's cheap and I like got a gold plated something,
yeah,
my hands will break out.
It's like it doesn't fully cover it somehow. Like it seeps through. I was going to say that you said that you were weird because why? Well,
no. I have really started to love jewelry, but I think it's because all the jewelry that I own is real because I'm allergic. So I don't have a ton of costume jewelry. I didn't inherit a ton of jewelry. I've never been one to wear a lot of accessories, but I love rings and bracelets and earrings and necklaces. And I've just started to collect pieces now that I think to myself, gosh, don't they make me feel good about myself? But also, I can give them to Eleanor. So on some level, it's an excuse to buy shit. I'm like, they're not, it's not just like something that's going to break and go away. Well, I'm going to have always it forever.
Be worth something too.
Does somebody want to send us, if anybody's out there is listening and is a jeweler and wants us to own any of their said jewelry, as long as it's real and in the like 2 or 3 carats range, I would happily.
Yeah, I wouldn't say no.
I would remarry.
Are you kidding me?
Just kidding.
Well, that's what brought me to this topic because it was hot on my mind because I always wear tons of costume jewelry, but I like a nice, like most of my jewelry is that's real is hand-me-downs, which I love.
Not hand-me-downs, antiques.
Antiques or like from my grandma's.
You get a
freaking
shirt from Worlds of Fun that's a hand-me-down. You don't get jewelry. At least that's how it works in my family.
Don't you dare give me a shirt from Worlds of
Fun. No, it's got armpit stains. You're like, your 3 cousins
have worn
this.
The kind with the fringe on it? No.
Oh my God, those were kind of sexy.
So I do like nice jewelry, but it's never
Who doesn't?
But I've never been one to say to my husband, buy me jewelry. I want jewelry, whatever. Like, which seems strange that I wouldn't be that person.
I 100% am in that person.
I'm not this person that I have told your husband to buy you jewelry more than I have asked my husband to buy me jewelry.
I know, that's the key. You got to do the wife, the friend work of both, the wife, work both sides. Go up and be like, here's the link, here's the design. Here's the style.
She
go get it.
You'll really surprise.
Give me your credit card. I'll do it right now.
I'll mention to other men what I know their wife likes and jewelry and stuff like
but
that.
You don't do that for yourself.
No, I did ask my husband. I was like, don't get me any like fancy, but get me a pair of like little small diamonds that I don't have to take out. And they're cute and glittery.
Yeah.
Because I can wear them with headphones. I can wear them like with a mask is the big
when
deal.
When we're traveling,
because I can't wear my big, huge earrings with masks and stuff like I used to. So I kind of got out of the habit. Like I always wear big earrings.
Jen wears the biggest earrings and they look so good on her and everybody freaks out when they see them. But I'm like, you're wearing plates on your ears. There is so much going on. There's a chandelier on your face.
She can see them in her peripheral vision. Oh, she couldn't do
it. Or I feel them. I feel them like moving and touching I'm like, I can't.
Everybody in my family loves jewelry, so I think I'm just like used to it. But you know what was so fun? So Jeff and Addison got.
Oh my God.
Was it when we hit 1 million followers?
When we hit 1 million followers.
I get this box in the mail.
2 boxes.
Well, but they were both in there. I had no idea what it was. And there's a little blue one that says for Kristen and a little blue
and
one
that
says for
Jen. And it was that blue that you start like sweating.
It was Tiffany.
And your heart starts racing.
They had not told me they were sending anything like that. And then so we both – I didn't open mine. We opened them together.
I think I had at that point in real life, I think I had 2 pairs of earrings. And I only had one other thing from Tiffany's and it was from when I worked on a production and I got a keychain and it was like super small and I carried that keychain. This thing got like corroded. I was like, it's the only thing from Tiffany's that I own. And so when we opened those boxes, there were earrings and they were pink sapphires from Tiffany's. It was like my head exploded.
Yeah. We felt so special.
Good
God. We're both like
bawling. I took home the box to my husband and I was like, this is how it's done, sir.
Yeah. Well,
he has since bought me a bracelet from Tiffany's that I love. And yes, I know that Tiffany's is overpriced. I get it. I don't care. I love it. I freaking love it.
I know everybody does because you feel like.
You feel like the most feminine when you get jewelry. And I don't know what the hell that is.
Well, I'm definitely the school of thought. Like, I don't. Really care. I've never really cared if something was like super fancy. Like my husband's bought me a couple of like fancier things, which I think is like lovely. But now I'm kind of where I'm like, now I kind of want to get myself something like,
because yeah, I do care. I'm like, I'm going to get it appraised. I want to know that it adds to the value. I mean, honestly. I think jewelry is something we all enjoy.
Yeah.
And I am certainly someone that didn't start buying anything for myself until like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But one thing I learned is like, you can buy a something small and it feels good. And you can also save for something big and that feels good too.
Yeah.
And the thing that's nice about jewelry is, and I believe this wholeheartedly, is like, that is something that's going to stay with you forever. As long as you don't lose it, you're going to give that to somebody that matters to you someday. And that thing lives on. So like, I would rather wear an $11 t-shirt and wear a gold chain that I love than wear like a fancy t-shirt, which I just don't believe in because I pit out everything.
Yeah.
That I want to wear jewelry. But again, my jewelry box is literally like the smallest thing you've ever seen. I wear the same earrings kind of all the time. I just got myself a Mother's Day present because I knew that I wouldn't get one if I didn't. And so I got myself a necklace that says Mommy.
It's so beautiful.
And I wrapped it and I said it was for my children. And they acted like they bought it for me. I watched them lie to me
I
opened it. Their performances were fantastic. I was like, oh my gosh, you guys, this box, it's so small. It must be jewelry. And they're like, well.
Man, my kid's going to lie to me all day long. Fine. I don't care about that. That's what, well, this is, I was going to tell you a story about this ring. I'm wearing it so I didn't forget it so I didn't lose it. So this is one of my very favorite rings. And it is not at all an expensive ring. You can barely, you need your readers to see the diamond in it. But here's, I love it so much. Like that ring. No, I know. Listen. So my grandma,
It's Earth Deco.
It is. It's so, this is how old it is. Okay. So my grandma, she passed away. She would be like 100 something now. But so her dad in Herman, Kansas owned a roller rink in a grocery store.
God bless. That's awesome. That's the dream.
She's a really dope roller skater too. She could like do the splits around the corners and stuff like that because she, but there was this woman that used to come into the grocery store and like she had a bunch of kids and I don't know what happened to her husband or something like that. But for like a year, she couldn't pay her bill, like her tab that she had run up with my grandpa, great grandpa. So he one day was like, oh, that's a really pretty ring you have on. Could I buy it from you? And he bought it from her for like way too much money to cover the cost of her tab at his grocery store.
Oh.
And he.
I know where this is going.
He gave it to my grandma when she was like 5 years old and she wore it forever. And then when my mom was five, she got it. And then when I turned five, I got it. And it's like our ring that reminds us to like give too much to somebody that might need it. Cause, and like Mandy wore this in her wedding. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that because I think it was my first wedding.
No, that's really cute. I just didn't, I'm just thinking to myself, I don't think you should give that to Delilah right
now. I am not because I got her a ring when she graduated from
here. And she lost it.
I'm in 2 days.
I was just going to say, I'm just getting nervous about the story. Absolutely
not. I'm not giving it. I'm not giving it to her, you guys.
I think you should put that in a box somewhere. That's a delightful story, but she is not prepared mentally for that ring.
A lot more responsible than she will get the ring. Okay. And I'll tell her.
Give her a dummy ring and see if she, like, tell her the story to give her a different ring.
We bought metal detectors. Because during COVID, my daughter
lost her ring.
My husband lost his wedding band that I had made for him. You know what he's got? He's got like a $70 thing I got on
eBay. That's
what
we've had since day one for Colin.
We've gone through
8 of them.
8?
Now I don't even care anymore. We just go to the mall and get him a new one. $70.
You
got him a really nice one. My husband, well, we were in a hurry.
I was like, made.
Go to the drive-thru, man. Get a ring. I get the nice ring. I'm already knocked up. Like, no, actually, I wasn't. But
your ring's so pretty that he picked up. He did good.
Vintage jewelry. And I don't think that everybody looks into vintage jewelry as fast as they should because, first of all, I think you get an excellent piece for far less the money.
Oh, totally.
You go to like a jeweler, antique
like a
jeweler,
diamond and stuff.
Oh my God.
So beautiful.
They're so beautiful. There's always history to them. This is the hippiest, dippiest thing I'll ever say, and Jen might start crying. But I love the idea that another woman wore this piece and for some reason, like, our souls kind of met in the middle. Like, I picked it.
Yeah.
So I must love it. And she picked it. So she must love it. And there was love there. And so, like, my wedding ring was from 1921. And there were a bunch in the case. And my husband and I went ring shopping. I played the nice game of, I know you're going to, I'm going to leave this place and you're going to ask the guy to hold on to it and you're going to buy the ring. But I'm going to pretend like that's not going to happen.
Oh, that's so nice.
But I'm going to go pre-order nachos next door while you buy this ring.
Like, all of
go
that ahead and see it through. Like a dream come
go
true.
Go ahead and see it through. Honestly, I was not wow. knocked up yet. Got knocked up on the engagement. Never mind.
Yeah, but you were there. You had an egg there. Almost burst out yeah, of my your body egg, when my, that was happening.
My
though.
Egg launched from my uterus.
it came out it was like, it looking grabbed like a for his
sperm.
Thing.
It yeah. grabbed his sperm and it went back inside. I was like, yeah. I don't know how.
Wow, we sorry did about that. That's
but just that's what jewelry does to me.
I know.
So we got into the little tiny antique store. Again, I think antique jewelry is so cool because like stories like that, it's so meaningful. So we looked on this thing and it was all Art Deco, like circa 1910 to 1940. Love both of those eras. If you have an Art Deco ring from that time, research it. There is a story behind it because mine was made in the U.S. in 1921. Mm-hmm. So when you look to the side, it's the Brooklyn Bridge. But if you have one that was made in the U.K., it's the London Bridge.
How
it was
cool.
A very cool Art Deco like style. So,
oh my God, I didn't know that.
It's so cool. This is where I get really fruity and weird. So I was looking at all the rings and I literally, I didn't have to try on any. I kind of looked through and I saw this one in the back and he brought it out and I go, that's it. And then Colin was like, okay, we're going to go now. Well,
why don't you go get nachos?
Nachos. You go get nachos. My egg's like.
Do you have a bathroom?
Sorry. Excuse me. I'm lightheaded and. Very aroused and maybe pregnant all at the same time. So then I love the rings because I think they're less expensive. The only drag is the bands are so fine.
Yeah.
And if you gain any LBs like me, I'm wearing a filler ring right now that you can't size them.
But why do you think the band is so thin? Because some chick got it when she was 18. And then,
I was like, yeah. I don't know why because it's really just.
It's been resized a whole bunch. So you could get it like.
It's right? so fine that we had a jeweler look at it and he's like, I'm afraid like if we do anything this it's gonna snap, it's gonna ruin the Art Deco side. But the truth
could
is
you
is
take
like,
just that part? Could you like have it mounted on a thicker band somehow?
I don't wanna do
I
this.
Am not a jeweler, but
I don't know.
I like to play
it,
when
here's
at home.
The thing, I put it on and my finger turns purple and there's some things I could do about that yeah. And I posted about that and I'm working on it, but I could also just get a new fat diamond.
Well, my
come
jeans
10
do
years
that
in.
Too.
Oh, I'm past 10 years. What am I up to? How many years have I been in? I deserve a
How
diamond.
How long have you been married? Well, that's the thing. This is what I was going
to
say.
How many more years do I have to get before I get the real shit?
Besides that, I was going to say, isn't it crazy that literally some woman could be wearing a diamond that was in a Cleopatra something? Like, it could have just, like, gotten stolen
for so much money.
Down and, but, I mean, maybe or maybe not. She lost it. It got buried and somebody found it and they sold it or they hawked it, you know? Some, like, guy with a goat or whatever. I don't know. I'm just saying it could happen.
I just
weirder
looked up.
Things have
this
happened.
Is, to your note, I looked it up because I thought this was interesting. I looked up the most expensive diamond ever sold on auction. It sold for, I'm going to look, $71.2 million. It is a pink, flawless diamond. Just guess how many carats. The average diamond ring for like wedding rings or engagement rings is like, I would say one carat
I know
is a very nice.
This is the diamond that it took Mark Anthony to get J-Lo to marry him. I know this diamond.
They actually did talk about that. It was really
it's
gross.
Huge.
It's gross.
Yeah, I know.
But this is a pink
I would have married
star.
You, Mark Anthony.
Yeah,
I'll
right.
Tell you that.
But he'd be like, yeah, but you'd do it for like a quarter and a half. I'd be
exactly.
like, yeah, you're right.
I would have
taken... far less,
especially at certain times in my life.
100% I would have been like, you could have got this cow for free, probably.
Yeah,
just you know, just a promise of a diamond. It is 59.6 carats.
Oh, hey, you can't even wear that, can you?
You can, it's mounted on a ring, but that would be like they said it's the size of a strawberry.
Whoa.
$71 million. That's silly.
All
but
right.
I'd take it if you gave
this
it to me.
This is what I'm saying. I love nothing more than to see some woman or like 80s, 90s, whatever, that has a diamond you can't even see with a microscope
like
on her.
Like her hand can't, she can't pick
her
up her
hand.
Hand.
No, but I like, then she's got a right hand ring that like gives her back pain, man. That's what I want.
That's right. You're like, this one I... This one was a contract, but this one I did for myself. I earned it. So yes. This one needs to be the big fat one where you can have a, you have a hard time like signing your name.
Yeah. My husband was of the thinking, I love my ring so much.
I know, but it's not, we've talked about this before. Your ring now is not the ring
yeah,
he proposed no, with.
He proposed with this.
It's beautiful. I'm one of the only people that saw it because you took it in to
I
get
have
it.
I have a picture of it. But it had... I wanted like, because both of us were of the thinking
that. I like
that
your ring now better.
I like it better too.
I like it better.
But we both were of the thinking that sometimes like you get a solitaire as an engagement ring and it just sort of looks like a price tag or something. That's or it looks like you're showing off. And I was like, hey, go for broke, man. Show off.
Yeah, show off.
No, I didn't. I was like, I kind of want a colored diamond, like a yellow or natty. Like I even like the champagne ones or the kind of brown ones I think are cool. But
I wanted the real thing, but I was also knocked up.
So just time was not time on your was side. On that's my all. Side. That's all. You had to buy a crib.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Half of the diamond fund went into the registry. How but tacky am I?
He got me this like band that had, it was antique jewelry and it had yellow diamonds all the way around it. And
it was gorgeous.
Couldn't resize it and it was too big. And he will have to tell the story someday about how he got the woman to take it back because he thought he was going to get killed.
Yes. Sure, because they're like, nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, people who sell jewelry are like, mm-mm. My desk has a pencil sharpener and like a Winchester because I am just ready to get robbed at any moment.
I had no idea. That is like a whole thing in itself. Like people that are jewelers, that are families, they can't have people over. They have like, because they keep the jewelry in their house, they have to have incredible security. They are
safes like built in
the ground.
They're
always
stuff?
Like, yeah. Like, you know, if they have employees, they have to check the employees. There's all these safety features. That's why it's generally a family business because they're like, look, man, if you're going to steal from family, we got bigger issues. But like, it's a whole thing and they have the stones and they have the like, I don't know, man.
That's what a mom was telling me that she that I was having a conversation with about the jeweler goes, my parents would love me to like jewelry. I don't like jewelry because they're jewelers. She's like, they would be happy. I was like, will they adopt me? Like, how can you, especially if your parents are jewelers, how can you not like jewelry?
Oh, God. I call bullshit.
I would be like, let me walk around as advertising for you. I will tell everyone I talk to.
We'll switch.
Consider me a billboard for you.
Yes, I'm 100% into it. My dad sold used cars. I 100%.
A Buick Regal out of that deal.
I walk There's around nothing. With the diamonds. You walk around with the Buick Regal. It's all good. I will say this. I kind of am full of bullshit because my friend Ruben asked me to go. I have the same ring size as his then girlfriend, future fiance. And he was like, will you go with me and go ring shopping? And I was like, yes, but just know this. You do not need to spend a ton on a diamond for her. She loves you no matter what, blah, blah, blah. And Ruben, who I love, he's like, I want this thing to sparkle. I want when people look at her ring, I want them to think, wow. Like, and I was like, I really like this approach. This also is cool. So we went to this diamond guy.
You know what you have to tell Ruben? Have you heard that saying? A ring doesn't plug a hole, Ruben.
What does that mean?
What?
It will get you one. It'll get you right in the hole. I promise.
Well, you have to be a really huge diamond to plug up your vagina is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'd like to give it a shot. I'd like to, I would encourage any suitor to, that's how you gauge your diamond size. Let's try it out. I would be very happy. So I go into this place and the jeweler brings out these rings, right? And they're all my size and they're different carats. And he brings out this, like, it's ridiculous. It's like a 2-carat stunner, shiny. And I look at Ruben gorgeous, and I go, this is crazy. You do not need, and then he slides the ring on my finger. And I was like, I'm dizzy. Like, it looks so good. I didn't.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know what to say. Get it? Like,
Kristen was like, I do. And he's like, no.
That is not why we are here. And I was like,
absolutely not.
My first thought was like, if I just steal it, how much? And then I realized that's why jewelers have family in the business and not me. Because I would be like, could I just put this in my cooter and call it?
Search me. Go ahead. Well, and if it's a big enough diamond, you can't.
You can't plug a hole with it, evidently. I don't even know what that means.
And Kristen was like, that's not a ring. It's an egg popping out. It just automatically does it. I'm like a gumball machine.
Whenever I go into a jewelry store, I ovulate. There's a lot going on, sir. I
can't help myself.
I don't know. I think I just got pregnant again, and now I won't get another diamond because I'll be thinking about nursery number two.
And I don't know.
I don't know. Who knows? TBD.
But, you know, when my husband was looking to buy my ring, and it was like an infinity band that you like can't change the size of. So he asked our friend Chrissy, like they had worked out some plan to get my ring size. And Chrissy comes up with a really great ruse. And she emailed me and a couple other people that were evidently in on it and said, my friend is a jeweler and she's going to make these little rings for us with our birthstone. So tell me what your birthstone is and your ring size. And I was like, it's peridot. I don't like peridot. I don't care. I'm not going to wear the ring. So I just like told her size and it was wrong.
I would have been like,
know.
Five. I have very small hands for someone my height and ass size, but I do have a small ring size.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law thought I was lying. Yeah, you have a very small hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Not
Did
anymore.
Did Britt get you the big ring then? Oh, God. Well, this is on you. That's why you had to get a resize.
I know, but actually the reason was she told him the wrong size because she was trying to sell him that ring because she only had one with yellow diamonds in it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that's how he was able to get it back.
Oh, man, I wouldn't want to be in that room watching that exchange.
I know.
Like,
couple of New Yorkers going head-to-head angry money involved
situation. They're like, oh, my mother, I don't have any money. I have two kids. But I'm ovulating. We're talking about diamonds. I love diamonds.
Did she mention that, just in case? God, I have this really funny mom box that I want.
Let's do it. It's a little bit long, but we love
jewelry. Send it to us. And so we tell our husbands and they can.
And if you have a cool story about your ring or like the history of any jewelry, please share it with us because that shit is just fun.
And also share this podcast with your friends. Yes. We're going to be at 100 episodes.
Don't think we're
soon.
Materialistic because we're not.
You know what? Everybody
I'm going
likes
to
jewelry.
Buy my kid a graduation shirt.
Your grandma likes jewelry, okay? So
grandma loved jewelry.
My grandma's. This is my grandma's.
Yeah, your grandma left you
my
some
grandma
sweet
loved
loot.
Jewelry. Yeah, but she started out. She had a teeny, teeny, teeny little diamond, and then she just
kept sizing up.
Yep.
I'll leave you with this. My mother, when she her engagement ring to my dad, I remember thinking when I was young, boy, that just looks like a bunch of metal. Like the prongs, like all meet in the middle. And I was like, where's the diamond?
Yeah.
And my mom was like, shut up. It's beautiful. And I'm like, ugh, dad was poor. And then it fell out. They went on their 20th anniversary, and they went to the
you
horse
know,
races.
You know, she popped that sucker out.
I know, she's a pink. but it did. It fall out. It fell out, and so because they had it insured, it had appreciated, and she got a full carat diamond. And she was so funny. Every time we would drive somewhere, she'd be like, Kristen, do you need me to go left? And she put her hands on the steering wheel. And then she was always like looking at it. But she deserved it. I was so happy that she got that. And then I told her, I was like, hey, let's just be clear. Can I have that when you're ready to give it away? And by give it away, I mean heaven has sent for you. Can I have the ring?
And she was like, no,
you're
I got
an asshole.
Two daughters. I gotta give it to Matthew.
I'm gonna give it to Matthew and I'm gonna give one to Megan, and you can have whatever's left over.
Okay, this mom box kills me.
Mom box.
All right, if you've listened to the podcast before about Kristen eating the pot brownie accidentally on purpose in our show.
Absolutely accidentally at this show.
She
on purpose, another show, because I thought I could handle it.
Yeah, accidentally at this show, she ate too much. You only need a nibble of a cookie.
Didn't know that. Ate the whole thing.
Okay, keep that in mind as I read this mom box. I'll tell you what her name is. Hold on. I don't have her name. Okay. Oh, it's Kim. Kim W. Kim W. I remember now because I read this 18 times because it cracks me up so bad. Okay. I just watched you guys. You can watch our podcast
on YouTube.
You guys, okay. I just watched you guys' latest podcast this morning about Kristen's pot cookie story, and it reminded me of a funny story that happened while out for a parents' night out. Sorry, it's a little long. It's so worth it, you guys. Don't worry, Kim. For my hubby's birthday a few years back, I got his tickets to see a hockey game. We got a hotel room down the road from the stadium, so we didn't have to worry about what time we got home, whatever.
So fun.
My parents were watching the kiddos. That's a great idea. We called a taxi to take us to the game, and while we were waiting, I pulled out some pot cookies that I had gotten the day before. I broke one of them in half because that's what the guy I bought them from told me to do. That's one dose as a half cookie. Oof. I ate my cookie. I proceeded to get my shoes on because the taxi was almost there. My hubby ate a whole cookie while I wasn't looking. And then I hear him say, "Kim, you didn't eat yours. We can't waste this." And then pops the other half in his mouth as well. No. So he took three doses. She says,
"It's so strong."
By the time the taxi arrived, I was feeling pretty good. It just took a little longer for it to kick in for my hubby. We got some food and beer and found our seats just in time for the game to start. We were seated in the season ticket holder section right behind the timeout box.
Oh, no.
About 10 minutes into the game, I look over at my hubby, and it's a deer in the headlights. That's his face. He kept saying, "The puck is going to hit my face. The puck is going to hit my face. It's going to hit us in the head. I can't feel my face." He was mortified. It didn't help that shortly after, the team's mascot wandered over to our section and was making the rounds. When he came to where we were sitting, my hubby stared wide-eyed at the mascot. I remember him asking me, "Is that fucking bird really here? Or am I just seeing shit?" And when he turned his head, his whole body followed. He was losing his mind. I, on the other hand, thought it was hilarious. He didn't move that much at all because he was so paranoid that he would get clobbered by the pup. And after the game, they had some sort of celebrity fundraiser game going on. They had a meet and greet going on in the halls. One of them was somebody that my hubby adores, but insisted we get the hell out of there. I was able to carry him to the taxi and back to the hotel. A good time was had by all.
Oh, God. You know what? I love that it happened to like a grown ass man because it's like it's just really strong. It's not like what your parents were smoking, you know,
or
it's
what
not,
we were smoking way back when.
But I still got really paranoid. But God, I can just empathize with him. I could 100%. I would feel the same way. I'd be worried about the puck. That mascot. I'd be like, here it is. This is a hallucination. They don't tell you this comes with it.
And it's laced with a package.
I'm just taking LSD, and I need to think about my choices. Mom, we love you.
Do it again. Such a good mom box.
Should I take it to a hot flash?
Oh, yeah.
I think I got a good one.
Yeah. Hot flash.
So, okay. You haven't seen the new Top Gun movie.
Oh, I saw it.
Maverick. Mm-hmm. Go see it.
It's really great.
It's a great time. It's a, you know what it is? My husband and I both were like having, well, our anchor clanker kids were with us. So we were trying to have a good time with them. But I was like walking and I was like wanting to talk about the movie and they were both arguing. My kids were arguing and I was like, I just need to talk about it. So we put the kids to bed and I was like, you know what was great about this is it like got my heart pumping and it felt fun. And my husband looked at me square in the eyes and he goes, "This wasn't a film. This was a movie." And I was like, yeah, this was a movie. Come on. It wasn't like, I'm going to go see a film. It was so like artsy and whatever. It was like a movie.
Okay.
It was a basic movie.
Okay.
And I loved it. And
I get it.
My heart was pumping.
It's like a blockbuster.
A blockbuster movie. Thank you. A summer blockbuster. Yeah. It's everything I needed it to be. You know, was it as good as the first one? I would maybe argue no, but like the flight sequences in this movie are all real.
Yeah, I jumped a couple times.
Oh, holy crap. Yeah. I mean, that in itself is just my heart was pumping. And my husband said every time he looked at me, I had like my gummy smile where I was like, half smiling. And Eleanor during the like famous like volleyball scene, she's like eating popcorn really fast and like she was so thrilled
to see
the football on the beach. And then there's this little shimmy that Miles
Skins
Teller
versus
does.
Skins game
just like, it's not long enough. He goes,
"Oh, I got it."
Like, oh, and
is
I'm
he
like,
the one for you? Just the whole movie.
Here's
is a hot
the thing.
Flash. He feels too young to me.
I just think he's not my normal hot flash, but that's why he is my hot flash. But it's less about him and it's more about his new wife. Oh. His new wife, what is her name again?
Kaylee.
So Kaylee and Miles just got married.
Oh.
And she is so supportive of him. And she knows that everybody is so gaga over this guy right now that they're on their honeymoon, I think, or they're at least on a trip together. And so she keeps taking video of him for her TikTok. And she's like, She calls it teller talk. And she's like giving people what they want. He's like dancing. And he's got like a headband on and he's being silly. And she's sharing him with the world because she's like, I'm really proud of him. And I know you ladies think he's so cute. He's mine. But here's a tidbit. And it's delightful. He's not my A++++, but he's awesome.
Does he have that mustache was just for the movie, right? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because it was just so he looked like.
He is.
I can't. No spoiler.
Okay. He's 35.
He looks young.
Okay. But you can't say that because then that means that we're.
No, I mean.
Identifying as older.
Listen. Oh. We're, hold on. He looks our age. He looks our age. Okay. He looks our age. Yeah. I get it. I get it.
Don't zoom in. My, as you said that, my eyelid just stuck to my eyelash and kind of pulled down over itself.
We're super young, you guys. Don't worry about it. We're
that's happening now. Where my eyelashes, my eyelids sweat and get sticky and stick to themselves. I think we podcasted, Jen.
I'm pretty sure we podcasted.
So I think the moral of the story is
Miles some pop cookies. Teller's age.
Yeah, we're Miles Teller's age. Eat some pop cookies. Buy yourself jewelry.
And then
don't trust the mascot. And be aware that you can get pregnant in a jewelry store.
Yeah, beware of Kristen's eggs.
If you're in a jewelry store, it might just jump across the cabinet and be like, who's buying the biggest one? I want to go home with you.
Is there a bubble machine in here? Yeah. It's Kristen's pants. Okay, bye.